At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, this song was minus 800 to start the show today. What else did we have on the Heat is On, Glenn Frey? That was minus 300. That was certainly a shot.
Miami Vice theme.
Minus 150. Minus 100. Seven Nation Army, that's minus 450. Jump Around, that's minus 500. These are songs you'll hear throughout the program today. Bring them out. Who's that, T.I.?
That is T.I., yeah.
That's minus 900 to be heard today.
Pharoah Monch,
unedited version, plus 50,000 that Jimmy plays that, but it could be a mistake. Might be able to cash in. That, of course. Solana's not even in a joking mood because it's play-in night, whatever that means, play-in night.
It's play-in day, Hawk. Play-in tournament
Crowder day. Will be joining us a little bit later on from Baton Rouge. He is on his way to his broadcast location in Baton Rouge, so he will join us. Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Eric Reed. I mean, you need the dulcet tones of Eric Reed on a game day when you're not going to get them, you know, because there's no FanDuel Sports Network tonight, right? It's just ESPN?
Correct.
So we'll have Eric Reed on. We'll talk Miami Heat. There's a lot going on. Matt Mervis. So I had bet Matt Mervis ding-dongs last night. He hit no ding-dongs. But it is his birthday today. And we here at the Mervis Militia, we salute you, and we are wagering on you. I have a wager, Matt Mervis, one ding-dong today. And I have another wager, Matt Mervis, more than one ding-dong tonight, which I think is at plus 15,000.
Everybody loves a birthday ding-dong.
Who doesn't love a monster dong on their birthday? So Mike Cugno at CBS4, he's doing a story on Matt Mervis. And he interviewed him today in the Marlins clubhouse. And he showed him the video of us going crazy for the ding dong when he hit it when we had the bet.
Yeah.
And Cugno said, he texted me, he said he loved the video. He pointed at you and said, I don't know who he is, but I love him.
Yeah, I love you too, Matt.
Which also is something, there's something telling in there about my career. 12 years in afternoon drive on the number one rated sports radio station, where, you know, one of the sluggers for the hometown team points at me and says, I don't know who that guy is, but.
Do you believe that Matt Mervis never saw that video? Because here's the thing, Hawk. The Mervis militia, while we're trying to grow it, and while it's picking up some steam, there's no doubt about it, I can't imagine Matt Mervis, who has an excellent Instagram handle, Merv Papa, is getting a lot of traction and a lot of hits on social media. Just my guess.
He may not be looking, though. That's the only thing that, you know, he may be locked in for the season.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler, I'm watching highlights on ESPN right now. Jimmy Butler, so Solana and I, if you were listening to the end of the show, we bet Jimmy Butler under 21 and a half because we said, oh, yeah, we've seen this before. Big game. He's got to show out, so he's just going to dish. And that's not what happened last night. Jimmy Butler put up 38, I think. He put up 38 points last night.
It felt like 100.
Felt like 100 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Steph, tell me if you saw it differently, put the West on notice last night. Yeah. That's how I felt.
Yeah. No, they did.
Now, well,
Steph Curry listen, more than Jimmy, but yes, they did.
Jimmy had 38 points.
Yeah. Did at the free throw line mostly. And I'm with you, though, Hawk. I'm with you. They did. They proved a point yesterday like, hey, we're not.
Don't sleep on us.
We're not a tough out. And, oh, we're getting the Rockets in the first round, this little young Houston Rockets team. Okay, L.A., okay, Minnesota. We'll see you in the second round.
Jimmy Butler last night, 38 points on 12 of 20 shooting from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, put up 38, 7, and 6.
It was playoff Jimmy.
Last night put up 37.
It was playoff Jimmy. He was engaged. He was attacking the rim. He was hitting
and
jumpers.
Here's the thing. San Francisco listeners, if you're tuning in right now to hear what we have to say, I'm just going to give you a little warning. It's fun as hell first couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. You get to see playoff Jimmy, and you say to yourself, you try to talk yourself into it. Oh, I get it. You kind of half-ass it throughout the season, mm-hmm. but this is what we're going to get in the postseason. I'm in. Okay. Yeah, just wait. Wait and see how tiresome that gets when you become the play-in team every single year. Not as much fun, all right?
Of course he played well in the play-in tournament. Felt right at home.
But, man, if I'm the West, holy mackerel, I'm looking at that team. And that's not the, as you pointed out, I don't think it's the most difficult pathway to advance.
I think I told you my Houston take, they're legit. They shouldn't be looked over because they're young. They have the veteran and Fred VanVleet. They have a very talented team, and they showed you in the West, as good as the West is, they can play with anybody. But yeah, I mean, I'm picking the Warriors in that series. Like, there was a play yesterday, Hawk, where Jimmy Butler gets a pick and roll from Draymond. Steph just dashes to the corner. Draymond gets the pass from Jimmy. And somehow, Steph Curry, the only guy on the floor you can't leave open, is wide open in the corner, a Draymond Green pass away. And it's like the only guy on the team you can't leave open in that spot, in that moment, is Steph Curry. And it's not that there was a defensive lapse. That play was just so damn good that Steph Curry is a wide open corner tray, and he's going to make it every single time. He's so good, man. Like, it, you watch it time and time again, and it's like, wow, is he unbelievable.
But we've got our own game to worry about. If we see Jimmy Butler again this season, it'll be in the NBA Finals. Mark my words.
Tyler Hero's going to do exactly what Steph Curry did last night, but better.
Well, let me tell you the bets that I have working for today. I have a lot of bets already in for tonight. I have Matt Mervis, ding dong, Matt Mervis, two ding dongs. Now, I've got a four-leg parlay for Heat Bulls tonight. Josh Giddey, over 18.5. Duncan Robinson over 8.5.
Okay.
That's your
yes, sir.
Logic.
That's a lock.
Matas Buzelis to record 1-3 or more.
Okay.
So and Tyler Hero to record 2 threes okay. or more.
So Matas Buzelis is over under on threes was just a half?
It's not. I bought it down. It was a four okay. leg parlay, so I bought it down.
Okay.
I think all it's right. 1.5 at -150 is what the real line is. Then I've got Coby White over 23.5 tonight.
Okay.
Big line.
All right. Yeah, that is.
And I've got Buzelis over 12.5.
I kind of like all those, except for Coby White. I don't like Coby White over 23.5, but that's my Heat bias kicking in. If that happens, it's
he
not
puts
a
up,
good sign.
Like, he goes into the fourth quarter with 6 points, and then all of a sudden he has 45 at the end of the game.
Well, he's running a track meet, and in the fourth quarter, everybody's tired, and he just keeps going and going and going, and he gets by everybody in transition.
The Heat Bulls line, it's been so wild. So it opened, it was Bulls -1. Then yesterday, you had Heat -1 for some of the day. Then earlier today, it became Bulls -1.5. The Heat were getting 1.5. Now yeah. it's back down to Bulls -1.
Mm-hmm.
So this line is flip-flopping. And then tonight you've got Sacramento and Dallas. Anyone going to watch that game? No one's interested.
Nico Harrison.
He had like the greatest late game of the season last night. I mean, who on earth is interested in Dallas? Like a car wreck.
Ernie Johnson yesterday, once Kevin Harlan sent it over to them after the game, he said, if that didn't get you ready for the NBA playoffs, nothing will. If that yeah. wasn't a primer for the playoffs, yeah. nothing is going to be.
So we have a lot to get to today. We'll talk some NBA with Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network, Eric Reed from FanDuel Sports Network. Son, he is going to join us. Before you know it, it's going to be 6 o'clock and time for us to leave. And then at 6:15, Solana will begin to get you started on pre-heat tonight for a big one because you don't win tonight. You're donezo.
If the Heat don't win tonight, I'll see you in 2 weeks, Hawk and Jimmy.
We're all out of here.
All of us. Vacay. Straight to Cancun.
Unless, well, of course, we know the Panthers will be playing the Lightning. So we've got that series to look forward to. But if Mervis can put up a couple of dongs tonight, Cancun's on me.
Okay, there we go. A couple birthday ding-dongs, and then a couple margs on Hawk.
I just feel like it's his birthday, and Cuño showed him the video today.
Right.
You know?
So you would literally be responsible for these home runs.
I feel like it, yeah. Yeah. As corporal in the Mervis militia.
Of course. Of course.
Is corporal a good rank?
I think general might be a little bit higher. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to shoot for that by the end of the season.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get the headlines. Start out the show brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Cattle. That's a 24-hour callback right there, yeah. Jimmy. That's comedy. I just gave you a lesson in comedy.
Yeah. That's good. Perhaps a bit too early, though. Just saying.
All right.
Yeah, better be okay. on your P's and Q's, brother.
All right.
So what are we doing here? Are we just ignoring how the Panthers ended their regular season? Like, oh, we've got Tampa, first round. We're looking ahead to that.
Tampa needed that last night.
Okay. Why? Why?
Because they could have jumped Toronto. So okay. they needed that last night. They still had a chance to win the division and have home ice.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't work out that way because I think Toronto won.
They blew out Buffalo 4-0.
Yeah, so it didn't matter for Tampa. But last night they needed it.
Right, but
Panthers
scoreboard watching.
Did not.
I'm with you,
and,
but scoreboard
and
watching.
Vanacek, listen, let's just hope that Bobrovsky is great during the postseason because it's not like you've got an Alex Lyon or a Spencer Knight. Who's the other guy that was so good for us?
Isn't he on Toronto now?
Yeah.
Ooh. Toronto's goaltender, I'll tell you
who
right
is
now.
Who is it? I'm just drawing a blank on his name.
Stolarz.
Last season's hero.
Anthony Stolarz.
Yeah. We don't have an Anthony Stolarz. I don't think Vanacek has been that awesome. And he was playing last night in Tampa. Again, they had a lot to play for last night. The Panthers didn't. So last night, I don't really care about. And the one before that, obviously, you wish they would have won. But remember, they had won a couple before then. So I'm not nervous.
And the fact that the Panthers will end up finishing fifth in the conference. In the East, in terms of points. They're third in the division. No shame being behind Toronto or the Lightning. Like, there's no shame in it. But I don't know. Fifth in the East does sound a little.
They have played so much hockey.
Okay. All right.
Over the last two seasons, Tkachuk has not been around for a month. Ekblad. Like, you're talking about, they've had serious deficiencies in personnel, but they've been waiting for this upcoming series.
All right. Tkachuk was on the Up and Adams show, and it sounded, because Paul Maurice, he said something like, we're still waiting to find out if he's going to be ready for game one of the playoffs. He was on the
Trending
Up and Adams
in the right
show.
Direction.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, it sounded good. It sounded really good from Chucky. By the way, pretty cool. Matthew Tkachuk hasn't played in a while, and he's on a national show. Like,
he was the breakout star of that tournament. He really was. Him and Brady.
Yeah. All right. So do you know when game one is? I haven't seen a date
no,
yet.
No, because there's still a season to be played. My guess is because Tampa plays on Thursday night.
Yeah.
I do not believe the league, because the playoffs will start on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I do not believe the league would make Tampa play 48 hours after their final game when the Panthers have had off since Tuesday.
Right.
So my guess is Sunday or Monday.
Sunday or Monday. Okay.
That's my guess. It's not based on anything but a guess.
Okay. If the Heat were to pull off this miracle, beat the Bulls today, and beat the Hawks, which
seems like a given because they stink.
Unraveled yesterday, man. Like, just unraveled.
They stink. Is Orlando good? I know we've kind of talked about it all season long. Like, don't sleep on Orlando. I don't know how bad Atlanta was last night.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't good. The crazy part is it was a three-point game in the fourth quarter, and then Anthony Black and Cole Anthony were the difference between the Hawks actually being in that game or not. Hawk, could you imagine the mood I'd be in today if the Heat didn't lose to Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero and Wendell Carter, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but it was Cole Anthony doing what he did last night to the Atlanta Hawks to the Heat? I would have called out sick. Like, I would still be throwing up. Losing a game like that because of Cole Anthony going off is like, ugh.
No, get ready for tonight when the Heat lose to a breakout game by Patrick Williams.
No, I'll quit. If Patrick Williams beats the Heat, I'll quit. I don't know. Are the Magic going to give the Celtics a series?
No.
I don't know.
But Atlanta just seems like a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to beat you because they're going to score 150 points when everybody's hitting threes. And when that's not happening, Cole Anthony can beat them. Like, that's who they are.
Chuck balls at the ref.
Mm-hmm. All right, so all the Heat have to do is win tonight. That's it.
I feel like, I'm not kidding you, I feel like they win tonight, they punch their ticket to Cleveland.
Yeah. Win tonight, beat Atlanta, easy. And then, you know, beat the Cavs in six. Boom. Simple.
Where's the Heat-Hawks game? Oh, the Heat second arena? No problem.
Mm-hmm. State Farm Arena might as well be the Kaseya Farm Arena.
Honestly.
Might as well have just said something about cattle at that point. That was awful.
Kasteda Farm Arena, something like that. Would have been funny.
Yeah, it would have been good. All right, so tonight, Heat Bulls at 7:30. You're not wrong, because yesterday, Heat were 1-point favorites. I wake up today, I was on one of the Bet MGM shows through Odyssey Sports this morning.
Mm, and I said no. I did. Was it with Chelsea Messenger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love me when you say no.
Yeah, it passed. It was too early. It was like 8:20 they wanted me. I'm not up at 8:20.
My alarm rang in the middle of the podcast. And I'm like, listen, man, you guys have been up since 6 a.m.
What losers we are. You're on a morning show. Your morning alarm goes off to wake you. I just flat out say, no, I'll be sleeping.
Yeah, the line was up to Bulls minus 1.5, and I'm like, no, that can't be. The Heat were 1-point favorites yesterday. So yeah, tonight 7:30 p.m. And the game nobody's watching, Kings and Mavs, will be after at 10. Marlins
House Hunters International is gonna have record ratings tonight. That garbage Mavs game.
Marlins and D-backs will be at 6:40.
You know what? Nico Harrison, they should not allow any recording devices at that game. Forget about the interview. No cameras, no recording devices at the game.
All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is another nice afternoon in South Florida. A bit more cloudy today. Perhaps some chances of rain across the area. That is your weather.
By the way, we do have another chance for you today to win a $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. We're giving away a $50 gift card every single day this week, so just keep listening. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Zach Gelb from the WFAN studios in New York is going to join us in the next segment. Hopefully Crowder is at his broadcast location in Baton Rouge by the time we come back with Gelby.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code listen50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Zach Gelb can be heard weekday afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, and he comes to us live from the WFAN studios in New York City. In fact, I can see the Boomer and Geo signage behind him. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Do they have any studios with signage for Zach Gelb?
We do have a screen that has my name on it and the Zach Gelb show. Yeah.
So. Okay. So they bought you a JPEG?
Yeah. Pretty. It's like an interactive screen. Yeah, pretty much. It's better than whatever crap you have behind you.
Come on, that's a funny joke. That's a funny joke that Boomer and Geo have this carved out and someone made it for you.
Don't get me wrong. I love their contracts. But like, let's be real. That on-air sign behind you, I think that's older than me and Solana combined.
I literally bought that on eBay when I started doing the show at home. I swear to God.
You want to know something funny about Crowder, by the way?
Mm.
So last week, I go, you're in the city. And I'm looking at his background. And I said, is that a virtual background? Because we were having that whole fun with the virtual background. Yep, he goes, afterwards, he goes, no. He goes, I'm in a hotel. He goes, I stay at this hotel once a month. The hotel that he stays in is literally a 4-minute walk from my apartment. And Channing goes to all these places right around me. And he doesn't even go to the best spot around us. It's kind of crazy.
Isn't that the AC hotel?
Yeah.
Solana, isn't that where he stays? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
4 minutes from my apartment.
What one thing Crowder doesn't know when he travels, he doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know what like regionally is hot. Yeah. He would never look at any of the listings of like what's a good regional place. He doesn't follow like Instagram food trends where something gets hot in a certain city. Yeah. Like he just doesn't know that stuff.
He goes to me, they know me at Industry Kitchen. I go like Industry Kitchen is the first date basic kind of spot, you know, on the water, fine. But I go to Harry's when you're in the financial district. Industry Kitchen, it's fine, but it's no Harry's.
But he doesn't have that in him, Hawk, where like if I'm going to the city, I would think, oh, who do I know in the city? Who would I want to see? Yeah. Who would I want to reconnect with? He's like, I'm flying to the city. I'm getting out of the city at this time, and then I'm going to this place next. Like he's just wired as like, what's my next stop? Rather than
he's an introvert. He wants to just go do the show, and then sit in his apartment and do nothing.
Yeah, I don't know if he's an introvert, but he's certainly not. Now we're gonna get deep here, but I've had this conversation with Crowder on the air before. He doesn't have many emotions, and he doesn't know what traditional friendship is. So he's kind of like just goes about his business, and if somebody sidles up at the bar, whether he knows him for 20 years or just met him, he's going to ask him how are your grades.
Yeah.
That's just the way he operates.
And then if I say to him, I'll buy dinner, he'll be like, all right, let's go. Cheap bastard.
Then he's in. So Heat have the Bulls tonight. And there's been some interesting flipping on the lines. Bulls opened at 1-point favorites. Yesterday, the Heat are 1-point favorites. Then earlier today, it's Bulls minus 1.5. It's toggled back and forth between Bulls minus 1.5, minus 1. You have a feel on tonight's Bulls Heat game?
I don't think there's anything I could care less about than the really? Play-in tournament.
You can't care less about Heat Bulls than you do Kings Mavericks, which is the late game.
Okay, that's fair. The play-in tournament
in general, I can get them.
The play-in tournament. This guy, Adam Silver, who is the most overrated commissioner ever, and he is the worst commissioner currently in sports. He was taking his victory laps when you had LeBron and Steph Curry in the play-in tournament. I know Steph Curry was in the play-in tournament last night, and this was supposed to prevent tanking. Look what happened with the Mavericks 2 years ago. They basically tanked to avoid the play-in tournament. Now, outside of the Warriors being in it, does anyone really give a rat? Like, are Heat fans, and you guys have had a franchise that actually won championships, are they fired up for this play-in tournament game tonight? Come on.
Solana is on behalf of the Heat.
I'm excited about it. Of course he's going to be. He gets more money the longer this goes. Of course he's fired up. That's fake enthusiasm.
I do like the matchup. I like the Heat-Bulls matchup that's gone on all season, even though the Bulls have had the Heat's number all season. I do like this matchup, and I actually think we were talking about this earlier because the winner of tonight's game will face the Atlanta Hawks, who looked terrible last night. So I do believe if the Heat can get past the Bulls tonight, I don't think they'll have a problem getting past Atlanta. And I think then you've got round one against Cleveland. And if there's any team that I think the Heat could somehow pull the magic dust out of their pockets, it would be against Cleveland, even though they're the one seed.
But based off what, though? Like, why do you think that they could beat Cleveland? I've seen Cleveland twice in person last week. One game they didn't have Donovan Mitchell. They shoot the lights out of the gym.
Remember what the Heat did to the Bucks? in round one? Were the Bucks one seeds?
Yeah, they had a bunch of injuries. And also, breaking news. I hate to inform you, Jimmy Butler isn't on the team anymore.
Yeah, we watched last night. I'm very aware.
So what? It was really Gabe Vincent and Max Strus who won that series anyway.
Did Golden State put the West on notice last night?
No, I still think they had their limitation is probably the second round. I do think they could beat the Rockets, and I think they will beat the Rockets. But do I think then they're going to also beat the Lakers? I would probably say no.
This is really funny. So Crowder is at his hotel in Baton Rouge, and he's trying to sign in to join us.
They don't have internet there?
No. So Solana's texting with him. Hey, is your mic connected or whatever? This is
he can hear us?
This is the last text from Crowder. Crowder's last text says, y'all were skipping, which he means buffering, but I'll translate for you. Y'all were skipping. I'm buying the fast internet now.
Gotcha.
Now, can you imagine signing in for your afternoon drive radio
and
show?
And we're trashing him.
On a major market radio station the night of the play-in game and first trying to get away with the cheap internet plan instead of just paying the extra $4 to make sure you have a great connection. That's the part that I find just mind-blowing. Going, I bet I can get away with 14 Mbps.
Can we be honest? You know, as Channing Crowder turned into, there was once an article how you guys were like the big three of sports talk radio, and you were like LeBron. Has Channing Crowder turned into Jimmy Butler? You know, the heat of a playing game.
100%.
He's showing up late. He's on the cheap internet. He comes to New York. He's 4 minutes away from my apartment. Doesn't even send me a text hello when I do this segment for free, and it's a highly rated segment. You know, this guy's Jimmy Butler. He's mailing it in. He wants to go somewhere else.
Amazing. What was the price difference between the cheap internet and the expensive internet?
$4.99.
Like, it couldn't have been more than $5.
And the worst part is that I don't pay for these rooms. It's not even on my credit card. I just hit free internet because it was the first button up top.
Oh, this is it. Len Wiener doesn't even need to expense this. This is the pivot.
It goes right to the pivot.
Channing, you need to realize you're a star. Room service, expensive internet. You know, you could get 5 pillows sent to the room. Do it, extra towels, whatever you want. You want a rose petal bath? Go ahead.
Can you imagine what Ryan Clark's room looks like? It's like coming to America. Yeah. He's got wipers and people fanning him and, you know, and Crowder's still living on cheap free internet.
You know what? I heard Ryan Clark have a lot of Nico Iamaliava comments. You be Nico Iamaliava. Keep on asking for more money. Let's see if Ryan Clark will be good for that then.
Let me ask, fellas, when we all get on the elevator together, I push 10 and they push 27.
Yeah, penthouse.
Does that mean that I'm getting gypped here? I thought I was just closer to the ground.
Yeah, when you get on the airplane, do you walk past them as you're heading to your seat?
Hey, guys.
27C for Channing.
Funny, 34B, send me a drink, please.
Hey, I know you're not interested in the play-in tournament, Gelby, but I'll ask you an NBA question.
Sure.
Is Kevin Durant a coach killer?
Absolutely. This guy, what has happened? See, this is what I don't respect about Kevin Durant. He made a move that made him a villain. He should have just embraced being a villain, kept on winning championships with the Golden State Warriors, and eventually we would all just have to just embrace what Kevin Durant did and accept it when he won multiple. I know he won 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs, if he won like 4 or 5 of them, and then so be it. Instead, he goes to Brooklyn, didn't have the heart to basically tell Kyrie Irving to grow up and shut up, and then goes to Phoenix, and 3 coaches fired in 3 years. And I understand KD is an unbelievable player, but when he retires, he'll be a top 15, 20 player of all time, just like how Aaron Rodgers, right? Top 15, top 20 player of all time. And Rodgers has a championship, KD has 2, but there's going to be a yeah, but with those guys. And for him, what Charles Barkley said, that he's a bus rider and not the bus driver. Has there anything more words ever been uttered true in the media that have ever been more true than that? It's an excellent analysis.
So we shouldn't want him down here because one of the talks is, you know, Phoenix is blowing it up. One of the talks is him coming to the Heat.
Well, you guys need a star. So
who's driving the bus? Tyler's driving the bus with KD in the back?
Yeah, but at least like maybe you guys get out of the play-in tournament. Then you can be like the 6th seed or the 7th seed. But the Suns just missed the play-in tournament, so who even knows?
Well, that's the thing with KD. You'd think at least the play-in tournament is guaranteed. So I'm kind of not in on him until they get him, of course, and then I'm his number one fan. Would you rather have KD, Zion, or Trae Young for the Heat?
KD, Zion, or Trae Young? Well, let's be real. I don't think Zion's a good match for Miami. That's going to be a lot of food, a lot of women, a lot of partying. He'll be 400. He can play nose tackle for the Dolphins, maybe.
Not as bad as New Orleans. I think New Orleans is a worse spot.
Yeah, fine, but it's not like Miami is that much better in terms of that lifestyle. So
There's a lot of acai bowl places down here.
He doesn't even know what acai is. You know, he think it's a woman. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I met her the other night. Acai?
Yeah. I would actually say Kevin Durant, because I don't think Trae Young is a one, and Zion's not a one. At least KD can be a one, even though you'd have to build up the rest of the team. And I don't think he's won another championship, but I guess in that realm it would be KD. But I don't love any of those three options.
And do we have to keep that together? Like, if it's a KD, is KD, Tyler, Bam? Or should we kind of – should we shift around this top three a little bit?
Well, that's the other thing. You got to go match the salaries and give up picks to go get him. I don't think it's worth it to move mountains for any of those three names that you just mentioned. And that's a dip. How much longer is Pat going to do this, too?
It's hard to see much longer. To be, what was he, 80, 81, Solana?
Yeah, but that I think that's why. Not that you move mountains, but you make
swing
a move.
For the fences.
Because if not, Gilb.
I mean, it's the same thing with Stephen Ross and the Dolphins. Right. He's 81, 82. He wants to win at least a playoff game.
Biden and Trump are running the country, right, the last two presidents. So what's wrong with Lou Lamoriello with the Islanders?
Actually, maybe Riley with Ross the Heat. Will run for president in 2028.
Hey, by the way, Crowder, are you announcing your candidacy for president? It's a big thing in the media these days with Stephen A. Are you going to do that as well?
That's ridiculous. I'll sit on his board. Do they have a board? I'll sit on the board. I don't even know.
I don't know. Call it a cabinet. Do they sit on the board? Yeah.
It's like a PTA meeting. All right. Susie's brought some cookies and some blueberry buckle. What do you have to say tonight?
Your Knicks, Gelb is in New York. Your Knicks are 7-point favorites over the Pistons. Solana's got a big problem with that line. Does seem a little large, no?
They should win that series in six. Tom Thibodeau has a lot of people that are critical of him right now. I don't think he's going to get fired, but if he does lose in the first round, it's going to be an interesting conversation. I think Tibbs and then Mikal Bridges are the two people under the most pressure for the Knicks entering the postseason.
But do you think they have the Pistons?
Yeah, I think they'll win in six.
Six?
Did I stutter? Yeah, six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Ah, okay. No, no shot. No shot, Gilb. I'm sorry. They're not winning that series in six. They're just not.
Do you think they're winning it in seven?
I think the Pistons are winning that series. I'm not kidding. I genuinely believe that the Knicks are a bunch of frauds. They beat up on bad teams. Jalen Brunson's been run into the ground by now. Mikal Bridges is more concerned about actually playing games rather than winning games. This series is going to the up-and-coming Detroit Pistons, Gelb. Mark my words.
Hawk, don't forget, I have to tell you a Margate story in just a second. But Solana, does Publix, does the Pub Subs, do they deliver?
They do. Yeah, they deliver. Absolutely.
But like would they deliver to me in New York? Like, can you send them that way?
You don't deserve a Pub Sub. You don't
deserve
a Pub Sub.
You're
going to make a wager?
Let's make a wager. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Not this Mervis guy hitting home runs. I'm talking about like an actual bet here.
Today is Matt Mervis's birthday.
Oh, really?
And if you want to get in on the Matt Mervis Economic Recovery Program, it's reciprocal tariffs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bet Matt Mervis ding dongs tonight. I've got him to hit one dong and more than one dong at plus 7,500.
What are we talking? I am telling dongs?
You, it's Matt Mervis's birthday. Who doesn't love monster dongs on their birthday?
Well, let me ask Crowder, because he's the betting aficionado of this show, because he hit LeBron with the over, baby, the other night. That was a nice bet. Nice job, Crowder. Do you like this Mervis home run bet?
I think
that's
Hawk
a no.
Rides,
all right, I'm out.
Hawk rides people a little
in
too
the
long.
NL. He's second in the NL in home runs. It's his birthday. And by the way, he's facing a righty tonight or a lefty tonight. What's he facing? A righty tonight because he's a lefty. Mm-hmm. Facing a righty with a 3.5 ERA. Dude's hitting jacks tonight.
All that was said in the last 2 minutes in this show was riding hard and major dongs. Okay, very interesting program.
That doesn't go on in New York radio?
Nah, probably not.
Hawk's excited.
Well, you haven't listened to Sid's show in a while.
You like
if you didn't hear, you had Donald Trump on his dear, dear friend today.
You like Coca-Cola from McDonald's, Gelb?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Huh?
What?
Never mind.
Devon Achane, anytime touchdown? So, Hawk,
hey, what is your McDonald's go-to order? Yesterday was National McDonald's Day. What's your go-to order at Mickey D's?
I haven't had McDonald's in a long time.
Really?
I guess I would, if I had to, I would go chicken nuggets, fries, and then a McFlurry.
How you feel about the spicy sauce? Chicken?
Stop with the spicy chicken.
I actually like spicy chicken.
Everybody likes spicy chicken, but you don't get it at McDonald's. There's too many other things.
Maybe Chick-fil-A. So I'm at the Knicks game the other night against the Cavs. I was sitting right behind the bench. And Jalen Brunson was on the bike during the game. So he was literally right next to me. So Landry Shamet got like slammed in the game and they didn't call a foul or something, or it didn't go their way. So Brunson was sitting right next to me and he wasn't happy with the no call. So I said, oh, after that hit that he just took, I go, you got to get him a reservation to Stephen Cookies down at the shore this summer, because Brunson's a big Margate guy. And, you know, like I wasn't going to just say something with him sitting right next to me during a game. Didn't want to be that guy. Started laughing. He said, the shore season is almost upon us. And then literally 2 minutes later, Tibbs goes, hey, JB, back in the game. So
I mean, you had a moment with Jalen Brunson.
Moment. Yeah.
That's nice. Brian Geltzeiler loves the shore as well. He loves Stephen Cookies.
Oh, Geltzeiler's a big shore guy?
Loves Stephen Cookies. And yeah, he's a big shore guy, big Margate guy.
Oh, I had dinner with him, you know, because people come into the city and they hit you up and they go to dinner, Crowder. And I ended up at a dinner with him at a very good, a kosher steakhouse, Channing. That's right up your alley.
Wow.
We'll have your bar mitzvah there.
That's another thing. Matt Mervis is Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Swear to God. It's one of the reasons that we adopted him before the season. He's from Chicago. He played for the Cubs. I shouldn't say he's from Chicago. But
maybe I'll put a few shekels on him tonight.
And I'll tell you what. That monster dong you're going to get tonight is going to be circumcised.
And by the way, so
what?
I don't know.
So people know I am Jewish. I don't want any like accusations being thrown my way. I don't want to be canceled. Hey, real quickly, What about the nonsense with the Braves reporter? Did anyone really have issues with this?
God, can people relax? I thought it was such a great broadcast moment. Who's got an issue with that?
These serious journalism people, big-time journalists.
Kelby, let's rewind a little bit. You have floor seats to Knicks games? I'm sure going to call you next time I'm up there. You never told me about this. Well, the story just got away from me. What?
Channing, someone, I know someone that invites me to these games. I sit right next to them. It's great. Right behind the bench, I tell them when to review the plays and all that stuff. It's wonderful.
You whiffed on that, Crowder.
I might change my flight today.
Let the record be shown. The last two times Channing has shown interest in hanging out with me, I've had Knicks tickets, and then I was in New Orleans, and I had the hookup to the high roller limit room, the private room. The only two times he's shown any inclination on hanging out with me. Mooch. You're a mooch.
He likes benefit. He likes benefit.
Big mooch.
Zach Gelb, you hear him on Infinity Sports Network. Infinity Radio or Infinity Sports? Nobody knows. Why don't they put an Infinity sign behind you instead of Boomer and Geo?
You know what? I'm done with this segment.
All right. Go enjoy
it's
your
JPEG. It's like the play-in tournament. I'm just done with it. It's over.
We'll see you,
Gelby. Season over. Hey, Solana, stop being a coward. Take my bet. Knicks and six. Stop being a coward.
I'll do it. If the Pistons win, you have to take a picture. Your avatar on Twitter has to be a Tua Tagovailoa jersey. And if the Knicks win, I'll change my avatar to a Knicks jersey.
So, but then I lose my verified badge if I change the profile. Do something else. Let's bet food. We're men.
Badge if you
we're men. Let's bet something with food.
Make it $5,000. Let's go. Let's see some monster dongs here.
We'll expense it to Ryan Clark. Whoever loses will expense it to Ryan Clark. Later, guys.
I'll let him know.
There you, Gelby. There you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.